Welcome back to another episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. I'm Alex, here to dissect the latest in tech with my usual dose of deep dives.
And I'm Jamie, ready to ask all the questions you're thinking of so we can keep Alex on his toes. Today, we're tuning in to the world of AI music generation with Google's latest release, the Lyria 3 Pro.
That's right, Jamie. Just when we thought AI couldn't get more creative, Google DeepMind drops this new model. It's like they've got a symphony in the cloud.
A symphony that's getting smarter. All right, Alex, break it down for us. What's the big deal with the Lyria 3 Pro?
Well, imagine this. Previously, AI models like Google's earlier Lyria 3 could only generate music clips up to 30 seconds long. Now with the Lyria 3 Pro, they've cranked that up to full 3-minute tracks. And not just random notes, we're talking structured compositions with intros, verses, choruses, and even bridges.
Hold up, 3 whole minutes? That's like a full pop song. So, you're telling me this AI could potentially write the next chart topper?
Exactly. And it's doing this across multiple platforms, from apps for everyday users to professional tools for music producers. Quite the upgrade, huh?
No kidding. But how does it stack up against the other big names, like Suno V5.5 or Udio?
Great question. Suno V5.5 lets users inject their own verified singing voice and tweak the model to their liking. It's pretty much tailored for artists who want real hands-on control.
Fancy.
Udio's in a bit of a transition. They've had some legal hiccups with copyright stuff, but they're working on a comeback by partnering with Universal Music Group, using licensed music to train their AI.
Sounds complicated. But back to Lyria 3 Pro. You mentioned something about a watermark?
Right, the SynthID watermark. It's a digital fingerprint embedded in every track generated. It survives things like MP3 compression and other tweaks, making sure the AI's work is always recognizable. It's Google's way of playing it safe in the murky waters of music copyrights.
Smart move. But can I use these tracks for like my epic cat videos?
You could, Jamie. If you're a paid subscriber on their Gemini app, go for it. The tracks are also integrated into Google Vids and other platforms for content creators.
Sweet. And if I were a developer or a big gaming studio?
Then you'd probably be more interested in the Vertex AI integration. It gives developers access to Lyria 3 Pro for creating dynamic soundtracks or even generating custom music for games and apps.
That's pretty next level. Okay, last thing. If I'm a music purist, should I be worried about robots taking over the music industry?
It's a valid concern, Jamie, but think of it more as a collaboration. AI can handle some of the heavy lifting or inspire new creative directions. Plus, with AI like Lyria 3 Pro, creators can focus on the art while the tech handles the algorithmic symphonies.
Well said, Alex. Looks like the future of music might just be a duet between humans and machines, huh?
Couldn't have put it better myself. Well, that's a wrap for today's episode on the Google Lyria 3 Pro. Thanks for tuning in and geeking out with us.
Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives and tech talks. Catch you next time on Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.
Keep those questions coming and stay curious.
And keep jamming to that AI-generated music. Bye, folks.